I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I need you to know that you're enough. I need you to know that you're qualified. I need you to know that all you have is all you need. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all of the earth. And if nobody told you today, let me be the first to tell you, there is none like you in all of the earth. Your DNA, your footprint, your fingerprint, your purpose, your calling, your destiny, your mindset, your mentality. And I'm just wondering if you are bold enough and courageous enough to believe what I'm saying. You are enough. And the truth of the matter is, what you think is pain, what you think is hurting you, is actually helping you. And I'm just wondering if maybe you could just change the way that you think. Maybe if you could just see this thing differently. I know they left you, they hurt you, it left you, it hurt you. And you feel like you're just in this place where you can't move forward. See it differently. You've been too focused on the people that don't like you, the people that don't support you, the people that told you to write the book, and then when you released it, they never bought it. You've been too focused on the past childhood traumas. You've been too focused on who was not there for you and who did not believe in you, and the people that just said it but didn't do it, the trauma, the anxiety. And I'm wondering if you can begin to shift that focus in the next 30 days, if you can begin to shift that focus on what's working in your life, what's within your control, and not what's outside of your control. What can you control? Who can you influence? The first person that needs to be influenced in your life is you. It's you. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith, come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene. It starts with me and the man upstairs, and it ends right here.
Let the fear fade and let faith invade. You must move forward in strength. Do not succumb to the depression, the anxiety, the rage, the hatred, or the regret. Live in purpose. Resist the temptation to give in.
I can tell you this, that resurrection is a decision. And every single day you got to decide. People who publicly rise are the people that made a private decision not to stay down any longer. I don't know what time you're listening to me, and I don't mean to sound morbid, but somebody died tonight. Somebody died this morning. Somebody died this afternoon. I don't know what time you're listening to me, but somebody didn't make it.
There's still life left in you. You are still breathing. You have another opportunity to begin again. And every day, every single day, gives you that new opportunity.
Appreciate it. Flow from this place of gratitude and say, God, thank you for keeping my mind when I could have lost it. Thank you, Lord, for giving me one more day, one more opportunity. They say time is what we want most, but what we use worst. The moment that you stop striving, the moment that you stop pressing, the moment that you stop fighting, you start dying. Just keep going to the next level. Just keep climbing that staircase. Just keep going. And it's not about beating the man or woman that's standing in the room with you. It's about beating the man and the woman that's in the mirror. Can you do better than you? Can you do better?
did yesterday. That's all I want to ask you. Can you do better? If you haven't been able to get up, something inside of you has to snap.
I know you're beaten, but get up. I know you're bleeding, but get up. I know you're insecure, but get up. I know it wasn't your fault, but get up. I know it hurts, but get up. I know you have blood in your eyes, but get up.
Get up. Get up. Wake up.
Why are you here? What is your design? Why did you survive?
Come on, start thinking about these things. You're still alive for a reason. Somebody died today, but you're still here listening. In this very moment, you have an opportunity.
Someone who can rise is someone who is not dead yet.
You are not dead yet. You are not dead yet. You are not dead yet. You may be tired, but you are not dead. You may be broken, but you are not dead. You may be weary, but you are not dead. You have an opportunity to rise above what happened to you. You can condemn me and crucify me to a past that is planted in pain, but I will rise. I make the decision that resurrection is my gift.
Your perseverance is not even about you. The future, the next generation, legacy, destiny is attached to this.
Your life may not look anything like you thought it would look right now, but you have an opportunity today to change that. And every decision you make is either bringing you to your destiny or taking you from your destiny. If you're walking through or walked out of or survived the worst trauma and pain of your life, believe that this is the first day of the best days of your life. You got to take everything you have on the inside and claw your way back. You've been in this cave. You've been in this deep, dark prison of obscurity and uncertainty and doubt and fear. This is the day you come out of your pit of misery, your cell of uncertainty and doubt and fear. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday. It's not about comparing yourself to everybody. It's not about scrolling through social media and looking at the people that are projecting the highlights of their life. It's not about that. It's about, can you do better than you did yesterday?
Just needs you to be 1% better than you were yesterday.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you can be 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress. Every day, every single day is a new beginning. So take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. It's a new day, a new opportunity. You can get to a place in your life where you are so tired that you can hardly move, and you can be so fragmented, so beat up, that you can't even open your eyes. I know what that paralysis feels like. It's like, man, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I don't feel like doing it right now. I don't feel like thinking again. I don't feel like writing it down again. I don't feel like reading it again. I don't want to talk about it. I'll do it tomorrow. And sometimes we can get wrapped up in that human condition that says, man, I don't have what it takes. I don't know how to navigate the terrain. I'm so broken. I'm so tired. I'm so buried under the misery of my past and the mistakes that I made. And we're waiting for these perfect conditions, and we keep thinking that perfect is coming tomorrow. Perfect doesn't come to you. As we practice and as we process, we can achieve a measure of perfection. So if you want to take action and you want to step out of the place of stagnation, if you're going to step into the power of the present, if you're going to seize the opportunity, then one of the things you're going to have to stop doing is overthinking. Come on, you got to stop overthinking. Like, you're thinking this thing, you're thinking yourself out of it. You're negotiating your path out of this opportunity, this moment in time where you could really become something, really accomplish something. So we got to stop overthinking. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the education. I don't have the background. You know those lies we tell ourselves. So my question is, are you willing to take continuous action? Get that urgency back. Somebody step back into the place of action. Somebody step back into the place of faith and determination. Somebody get back into that space, that mindset, that mentality that says, I'm living like it's my last. I'm putting it all on the table. I'm giving this thing everything I have. Tomorrow is not promised. Just because somebody else lived to see 70 doesn't mean I'm going to live to see 70. And so every single day of my life, I'm going to give it everything I have. I'm going to love like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to forgive like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to let go. I'm going to try again like there is no tomorrow. Like, this is my only opportunity.
I need you to live every day like there's no tomorrow. Love, smile, forgive, believe, hope, expect incredible things. Make it up in your mind that every day you are blessed to see, you will give it everything you have. You will live like there is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow!
Everything changes today. Every day that you wake up, remember someone else did not. You are alive for a reason. Why on earth are you here? This is your day. You've got a window. You've got another 24 hours because you may not make it to tomorrow. And I'm just wondering what you're going to do with the day. The reason why days often feel meaningless and mundane is because we are directionless. You got to get some direction. I'm just wondering, what are you going to do in this next 24 hours that you did not do? I'm just wondering if you're going to level up 2 millimeters more than you did yesterday. Are you going to get better? Are you going to get stronger? Are you going to get wiser? Are you going to see this thing differently? I'm just wondering, when are you going to see the power of 24 hours? That you did not have to wake up. That God did not have to give you another opportunity to be here. Another opportunity to forgive somebody. Another opportunity to let it go. Another opportunity to look up and get up. I'm just wondering, when are you going to seize the opportunity? Accept where you are. Get cognizant about your money. Get cognizant about your relationships. Where are you mentally? Where are you spiritually and emotionally and financially and economically? Are you driving what you are destined to drive? Where's your health? Where's your heart? Let's get aware of where we are. This is my day to read a new book. This is my day to start a journey. This is my day to make an investment. This is my day to invest in myself. This is my day, and this is my time, and it's my turn to crush this day. This is the day I learn like I never have. This is the day I invest like I never have. This is the day I take it seriously. I got one window. I may not be here tomorrow. I'm just wondering if you're gonna rise and see the opportunity. Get up, get up, get up. You've got a day to conquer.
If today's going to be good, I gotta heal from the mistakes that were made yesterday. I've gotta believe that I don't have to make the same mistakes.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to heal. Today I heal. Today I heal from every mistake that is made. Today I heal from everything that I said that I could have said better and everything that was said to me that I wish was never said. I heal today from the people that pushed me verbally but did not support me physically, that were never present. Today I heal, I heal, I heal. I heal from what I did not have. I heal from what I did have that I did not want. Today I heal. After we heal, we have to acknowledge what went wrong. What could I have done differently? What boundaries did I allow to be breached? Relationally, financially, with my investments, with my mindset. Where did I put my energy and I didn't get anything back in return? It's like investing in a vending machine with a sign on it that says out of order. And I'm convinced that many of us invest in people and places that are just simply out of order. And this is why we're drained. And this is why we're tired. And this is why we're weary and well-doing. And this is why the day is mundane and it's the same old, same old. Something's got to change with you. I'm just wondering if you're going to repeat the cycle. If the redundancy of mediocrity is going to continue. We've got purpose and we've got fulfillment and we've got destiny breathing down our necks. Let's accept the truth. This is the only way the day matters, is if we get aware of what's happening and what's going on. What has my attention? Do I have the attention span of a toddler or a champion? And so once we accept where we are, we accept that truth, we got to give ourselves time to heal. We got to learn from not only our mistakes, but learn from others' mistakes. We have to study why we fail, how we fail, and we've got to ensure that we never do it again. If you're going to win the war for the day, you're going to have a high threshold for pain. You will be offended. People will let you down. People will lie to you. Places, circumstances, life will unfold and unravel. This life will knock you in your mouth, but you got to stay focused. Even when it's painful, even when we're ostracized, even when we're excommunicated and ghosted, it may hurt, but that pain will subside. If you're going to crush this day, this week, this month, this quarter, and this year, and if the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life, you're going to have to think differently, plan differently, set the goal, and you're going to have to write it down. You've got to get clear, you've got to get specific, and once you get specific, what you wrote down mandates what you do. I said it before, I say it again. Oftentimes, the day feels mundane and meaningless because we are directionless. Write the vision down.
Get clear, get specific, write it down. Document it. Get serious about it. Write it, read it. If you want to see success, then you need to make the planning stages significant, and you need to see the value in the process. We want wealth, but we don't want a plan. We want success, but we don't want significance. We want connection, but we don't want correction. I've got to write it down, and not only write it down, but I need my circle of accountability to correct things that may be wrong. Because if you're trying to build this dream and walk in your destiny by yourself, if you think you can pull it off with no help, with no purpose partner, then it's too small. I'm speaking healing over you. I'm speaking breakthrough over you. I'm speaking that you walk into your future, that you'll let go of what was to step into what is. I believe this for you. I believe that as you become and not just do, that what you seek will pursue you. Destiny will begin to chase you down. No matter how far you have sunk, no matter how hard you have fallen, you've got enough grit, you've got enough grace, you've got enough faith, you've got enough courage to stand up. It's time to rise.
If you've never listened to something in your life aggressively and intentionally, I need you to listen to me now. You are alive. Life is fragile. You are only mortal. You only have so much time to get it done. I need you to live every day from this moment forth. I need you to live every day.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
As if it's your last, you don't have time to waste. So I need you to put in 1,000% every single day.
Life is about choices. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. You can hit the snooze button and you can stay in the bed where it's safe and it's comfortable. Or you can get up and face the world. So it's time to get up. Rise and grind, baby. Let's go.
Waking up early gets me in touch with myself. It gets me in tune. It gets me in motion. It gets me in flow where I can perform my best.
When you wake up early, it's just you. The world can wait, right? Emails can wait. Text messages can wait. The boardroom can wait. The playing field can wait. The court can wait. Everything can wait. And I can get dialed in with what I've been called to do. I can get dialed in with why I'm here.
We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere.
Can you do what is required to fulfill your purpose?
One of the greatest tragedies in life is to live and not know why you're living.
Truth is, everybody's got purpose, right? Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got something they have to pass or achieve or become. If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into.
There are going to be days when you are not going to feel like waking up. You are not going to feel like getting out of the bed. There are going to be days when you are going to be tired of being you.
And you got two options. You can give up or get up. I need you to wake up in this new day, in this moment, and seize the opportunity. You are alive for a reason. Someday, at some point in your life, you're going to be able to look back and say, man, I'm so glad I didn't quit.
There is no pain that is bigger than my purpose. Doubt is not bigger than your purpose. Fear is not bigger than your purpose. Insecurity is not bigger than your purpose. Your purpose is everything.